It's another great weekend right here, right now, on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
Yeah, we're talking about the Falcon Northwest Tiki Micro Tower 18-core. Really, I mean, besides just the ultimate performance of the machine being so impressive, how they are able to package this thing is really, I think, the most impressive part of the machine. Getting all this stuff, everything in it is hot and big. And that makes it tough to reduce the package size. I mean, when you look at this thing, it's not a whole lot bigger than a big laptop. You know, if you thought about, okay, you know, well, instead of having the RAM standing upright like it does in a desktop, you know, if you laid it down like you do in a laptop, you could lay the RAM down. You know, you could streamline a few things. It would be a huge laptop, but it would be 18 core. Four, what did I say? 14 by 13 by 13? That's big. No. Four by 13 by 13. So the Titan X PCI E750 NVIDIA video subsystem is really just incredible. I mean, we're talking about 2.5 times the multi-thread performance of the Core i7 8-core. Excuse me. Three times.
That's interesting.
Yeah, three times the performance. You checking it out?
Yeah, they've got the. See how the DVD goes in the top of the machine?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a top-loading machine.
Yep. All the buttons are on the top. Yep.
Yeah, USBs are on top.
Yep.
Interesting.
Well, listen. I mean, the biggest, like I said, the performance is incredible, and it's awe-inspiring, but the packaging is the thing that really, when you start thinking about it, it's like, wow, how did they do this? It'll be interesting to see how people who use these for the next couple of years feel about it 2 years from now, whether there'll be a lot of failures or, you know, just how things will work with that. Because a lot of times the small form factor stuff, the cooling, even on much less high-performance machine, the cooling is really an issue.
Did you talk about the base that comes with it?
I didn't see the base, no.
Each one comes with a...
Like a granite base?
Yeah. It adds weight to the base, so it, you know...
It doesn't knock over.
Uh-huh. It's very stable, and it, you know, obviously makes it look nice as well.
Yeah.
Two different options.
It's like a granite, right?
Yeah. Two different options for the base. Milled from 5 pounds of solid aluminum billet or natural granite stone are your options.
Awesome.
Very nice.
Now, see, the thing I think of with that, what a heat sink. Mm-hmm. Now, it probably isn't utilized in that way, but boy, if you had a heat channel to those, that would be a great heat sink.
Yeah, you can see that.
Yeah, it looks good. Yeah, the Falcon Northwest Tiki, we're talking about more than three times the CPU performance than the 8-core i7. And we're not talking about a regular 8-core i7. We're talking about one that's overclocked beyond 4 gigahertz. This thing is more than three times faster. It is incredible. It's crazy. And you say, well, okay, now who wants to buy this other than somebody who just wants to buy it because they can and kind of show it off? Well, it does a great job if you're editing videos. You talk about snappy performance or great big images. You know, I had a client years ago, and it was always an issue. It was always an issue because we're talking like in 2001, 2000. Editing 4 gig files. Well, in 2000, 2001, how did you do that? It was tough. He had a super, it was like an 8-foot printer, inkjet printer, cost $30,000, $40,000. And in order to print stuff in that large format, you had to start with a really nice big image. And so he was editing 4 gig. Well, you know, he'd go to rotate the image. And it would take 15 seconds. And that's on a screaming, at the time, beyond state-of-the-art machine. In this situation here, it would be almost instantaneous. You'd take the mouse, you'd rotate it, and it would be there as fast as you could do it. The other thing is, and this is, I think, where the real practical use is if you run a lot of virtual machines. You know, when you think about an 18-core, 32-gig machine with this kind of power, you could run a dozen virtual machines simultaneously, and they would all be snappy. And that sounds like, well, geez, who does that? You know, who runs 12 virtual machines? Well, developers, maybe not 12, it's not common, but developers doing side-by-side development on different platforms, different emulators, running a bunch of different virtual machines. Man, you could do side-by-side analysis. I mean, it obviously the numbers of users are not great, but it fills a niche. And one of the things it does is it just gives, I mean, it's kind of the jewel in the crown of Falcon Northwest. I'm talking about them. Other people are going to be talking about them. It's an interesting thing. Guess what the price? Now, this machine, we talked about nearly $9,200. Guess what the price of the processor alone is? Just the processor. Take a wild guess. Sit up, participate in the show. Wake up.
$600 a piece.
A piece. There's one of them.
Oh. Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's an 18-core.
18-core, one processor. Okay. Yeah. The processor is, that itself is going to be $5,000.
You know what? You're very close. It's $4,300.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Did you see it there? Or something? No. Very good. $4,300. So you've got a incredibly, for most people, it would be considered overkill, but fun computer. You know, I talk periodically about sometimes the technology that's coming out, I find kind of boring and silly. And some of you may consider something like this at $9,200, 18 cores, just overkill and silly as well. And that's arguable, but it's an incredibly capable machine. Kind of fun to see. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. yeah, we talked about that last week. We don't need to get into that again. Did you hear about, well, you know what? Let's talk about printers. How much time have we got left in this segment? Let's get started on printers, because I wanted to talk about this. You and I spent some time on the phone talking mm-hmm. about this week. Mm-hmm. And there have been a lot of developments in printing, and we haven't spent a lot of time in the recent past talking about some of these differences. One of the first things that you need to know, and that you and I talked about on the phone, but I didn't get into a lot of detail with, is many of the inkjet printers now are much improved when it comes to drying out. One of the things that HP has done and continues to do with their inkjet printers that I think in this regard gives them quite an advantage is the print head is actually part of the print cartridge. So when you buy a new print cartridge, you're not just buying a reservoir of ink. You're also buying the little print head at the bottom of that. And you don't realize that's what you're doing. But you replace that print head every time. When you buy other brands, like Epson, one of the more popular ones, and also happens to be one of the ones that tends to be, although they've made great improvements over the years too, still a little problematic in terms of drying out. If it gets bad enough, and we've gotten pretty good at doing some tricks to get these things to work again and rehabilitate them, and probably 75% success rate. But there are those that you just, if you want that printer to work again, you're going to have to buy the printhead assembly. Mm-hmm. And at that point, you just buy a new printer. But I just wanted to make you aware of the fact that the inkjet drying out problem is not nearly the issue it was even 5 years ago. I mean, it used to be if you didn't put a couple of pages through your inkjet printer every week, with all the colors, you could get into trouble within a couple, 2 or 3 weeks. Yeah. You know, and not all of us are always printing stuff out at home. And, you know, pretty big issue, as I said, particularly with the Epsons. And they were high-quality printers, high-quality print. But the fact that the printhead didn't get replaced with the cartridge was a big issue. But we come back, we're going to talk about some of the other manufacturers, some of the other technologies beside inkjet that might be worth looking at. Some of the details of that and your calls after this.
Afraid of the doctor? Maybe a little phone shy? That's okay. You can send Dr. Dave an email live during the show at drdavelive@gmail.com.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to davemason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's data recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's data recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's data recovery at davemason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.